feeling is good. You know, it's always great when you have a guy that is a leader on his team, a leader in that huddle back there out there on the offense, gives everybody a chance to kind of do the things that they're used to doing. So, you know, we're really happy to have him back.
Julius, does this game mean more because it's Seattle than any other game?
You know, I think we got to caution ourselves from trying to make this a revenge for the Super Bowl game. You know, this is a 2014 season, but, you know, we're still playing a very tough opponent, you know, probably what a lot of people consider one of the better teams in this league. And when you're going up against a first, third playoff team in a 3 weeks in a row, you know, you got to keep on making a statement to everybody else in the league the type of team we're going to be this year. So, you know, we're going to approach it as if, you know, we're playing a really good team this season.
Well, how about this? Have you been looking forward to this game more than most games?
You know, I don't know if I've been looking forward to this more than I was to play the Chiefs and the Colts. You always look forward to playing a tough opponent. And we're definitely going to be ready to go, definitely going to be excited about it. But like I said, you know, something we really have to do is keep our focus and remember, you know, we're playing a really good team, but this is week three and we need to treat it as such.
How do you succeed in that noise?
Excuse me?
How do you succeed in that noise?
You know, it's something that's going to take practice. This week we'll continue to practice working on playing without being able to hear each other. You know, we're anticipating a very noisy stadium, and it's going to create some of its difficulties. But some of those difficulties we're going to prepare for this week, and then we're just going to have to lean on each other and really play with a lot of focus out there this weekend.
How much did this offense miss Wes Welker, and how much can he add, you think, this week if he's able to play
it? We missed him a lot. You know, like I said, he's one of our leaders, one of the guys that we look to in that huddle. He's been playing this game at a high level for a long time. So, you know, with him back, everybody kind of gets to slide and doing all the things that they normally do. When he's out, you know, we all got to do a little bit more to make up for his absence. But now with him there, we know we have one of the best slot receivers in the game back out there doing what he does best.
So much is made out of Seattle.
When you did look back at the Super Bowl as a teaching tool, what was pass protection in the first half an issue? And is that something you obviously got to worry about or cognizant of this week?
Pass protection is always going to be a huge emphasis for us. We know that if we keep 18 upright and we let him, you know, throw that ball around, we're going to have a lot of success in that Super Bowl. We allow them to get way too much pressure on Peyton. It's something that, you know, we're going to keep working towards. We're going to keep getting better at. But it's one of our top responsibilities to make sure we protect 18.
When you see the type of day that Antonio Gates had against that defense, how much does that encourage you? Similar, the same position and structure?
You know, you can't really look at the game like that. You know, just because Gates, he had three touchdowns doesn't mean that I'm going to be able to go out and have three touchdowns. You know, there may be some things that we saw on tape that we may try to do with me, but ultimately, you know, you got to go out there and play your own game. The Chargers were able to find some success last week, and we're going to have to find our own success. If that's, you know, with me being able to have a big game, you know, I have no problem with that. But, you know, whatever it takes for us to get a W.